Hi, so if you're listening to this, I assume you just listened to the audio, a business proposal, and a craving a little aftercare. This is my first time actually making an aftercare audio. Usually I just let my audio stand like that, but I had a feeling that this would be both good for me and also for you guys, because sometimes it can get muddy, the lines can get blurred and can get difficult to get back out of that mind space that you bring yourself into to read such a script, and also I assumed when you listen to it. So yeah, I don't even know what people usually say in these aftercare audios. But I'm just gonna babble a little because that's what I do. That's kind of my thing. Sorry, I'm awkward. So, that was obviously just a fantasy. Do I get turned on by the fantasy? Of course I do. Is that okay in real life? No, it's not. And I have to admit that, the funny thing is that the whole business proposal was easy for me to get into, because it's just a thing that I fantasize about, but the beginning was a little tough for me, because while I do sometimes make rape audios, it was a very real situation. With last night, this happened, you raped me, and how the script is written, and this is in a very real way. And although the character says, it's okay, don't worry, I loved it, obviously it's not okay in real life, and I know that, and you guys know that, so I don't even know why I'm saying this, but I don't know. I felt like this was the kind of audio that required a aftercare audio to show that I am okay. I'm not quite as fucked up as my audio sometimes portray. And I'm gonna stop bawling now. This is already over 2 minutes long. Oh my god, how did that happen? But yeah, I hope you enjoyed the audio. I hope you enjoyed my awkward aftercare. And see you, hear you next time.